Welcome to Head Games Radio. I just want to start off today's show by just giving honor and tribute and affection to my wonderful mother, who died on Monday morning. And for all of you that are lucky enough to still have your mothers, take time to let them know how much you love them. I was lucky enough to have a mother of great character and class, and she inspired me, and she will always be there, and I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. And speaking of inspiring people and people that are, I think, going to have great futures in the NBA and are important leaders in the way that they do business now, we've talked about Mike D'Antoni on the show before and how the Suns are so respected for an organization that seems to understand how to tap into the spirit and the enthusiasm and the natural energy of basketball and make it refreshing again for the fans. And the Suns are one of the best at doing that. And one of the best people on the Suns who's joined us many times on the show is Vinny Del Negro. Vinny, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Hey, great to talk to you, Nick. Sorry to hear about your mother, and I hope you're doing well.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, let's just start off with the off season for you and your new role with the Suns and what they have been doing, having had such a good year last year, despite the challenge of losing Amari Stoudemire. We're going to talk about that and listen to the very clear comments from our friend Charles Barkley for you to react off of. But tell us about your off season.
Well, pretty busy. After the pre-draft camps, you get ready and you bring guys in and work them out. You do the draft, and after the draft, you're worrying about putting together contracts and putting together your team and getting everybody in line for over the summer. And then training camp starts. We went to Europe, obviously Italy and Germany, and did some scouting in Spain, came back, and training camp was full force in the exhibition season. And now we're off to a rocky start at 1-3, but tough scheduling and trying to get a lot of pieces and the chemistry down that we were so fortunate to have the last couple years.
Well, let's go into those specific things and, of course, talk about, in addition, some of the immediate people that you're going to have to compete against in this NBA season. And let's talk about the role of emotion. Talk about some of the things that you're going to do to make sure that Amari Stoudemire slowly regains the outstanding talent skill level that makes him one of the three or four best talented players, if not the most talented player in the NBA. We're talking to Vinny Del Negro from the Phoenix Suns. We'll be right back on Head Games Radio. You're listening to Head Grains on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Channel 122. Stay with us.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
In today's active world, everyone is turning to exercise and sports to stay young and keep in shape. Both activities can be painful. And what about the aches and pains of arthritis and tendonitis as we age? Now, there's an over-the-counter product with active ingredients that can help relieve pain quickly. It's called Blue Goo. Blue Goo is loaded with emu oil, MSM, eucalyptus oil, glucosamine, chondroitin, and other healthful ingredients that give you lasting pain relief. Whether it's muscle strains and sprains, tendonitis, headaches, back and neck aches, arthritis, or joint pain relief, Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel is for you. It's fast, effective, and affordable. Blue Goo, the real pain reliever, is available in the analgesic department. Or ask your pharmacist for Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel. accept no substitutes. Make sure it's Blue Goo, the only name to trust in pain relief. Let Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel work for you. Blue Goo, if you have a problem or pain, we have a solution. Blue Goo.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
We know who's selling drugs in our community, but we never say anything to them. And if a white guy was to come into our community and sell drugs, we'd probably kill him.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio. We've got Vinny Del Negro on the line, and we're going to talk about Charles Barkley's comments on the Suns and Amari Stoudemire, which I know you're quite familiar with because Charles is so shy about expressing his opinion. But before we do that, here's somebody you might recognize.
The owners here do not commit financial suicide. They're not in it to lose money all the time. So, you know, we have parameters and we have a budget, and we try to stick as close as we can to it. And you know, it doesn't always work out, and you try to make the best decision you can based on, one, monetary, two, we try to keep good guys, guys that when they go out into the community, they represent the team and themselves as well, and then you have to have a bunch of talent, and, you know, sometimes you get antsy and you make a mistake on one or the other, and it is a mistake, or sometimes you think, well, this guy's got so much talent that we can get over the character issue, and then it bites you in the butt. And then, you know, it's not, like I said, it's not a science that you can sit down and go, before it happens, this will work. And also,
before it happens, this will work. But you've got to make decisions. And, Vinny, you've been right there making decisions, evaluating talent as much as you make it a science. Tell us what are the criteria that you're refining this year based on one more year of experience.
Well, it's you know, it's like Mike said in that piece there, it is difficult at times because, you know, a lot of times you're looking at guys with a lot of potential, but we do have extensive criteria. I think it is important to get guys that not only can perform on the court but are good guys, good off the court in the community and things, and try to represent the organization in a positive way. So all of those things, guys that can stay with the speed of the game that we like to play right now. Obviously, we look at talent, we look at all those things, but there's a lot of criteria. I don't think there's one particular thing other than obviously we want talented guys that can play our pace, that are going to do a good job on and off the court, but it's not a perfect science, and you're going to make mistakes. But if you do your homework and you scout and do the proper things, and we get in rooms and we talk about certain players and we bring them in to work them out and kind of take a real serious long look at them, look at all their tapes of their games we can find, and talk to their family and their coaches and do an extensive
background
check.
It's really gotten a lot more like the NFL, really.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
just
there's a lot of things
you've got to do.
I mean, there's a lot of things involved. And then, you know, you make the best educated guess that you can. It's not always going to be the perfect one, but, you know, we feel we have an excellent team. We have excellent guys, and we're only going to get better. And obviously we got a little bit of a bump in the road right now, but a tough schedule, and we have a lot of games left. We'll get on a roll eventually, and hopefully that will be tonight in San Antonio.
Well, let's go through a couple of your players that were surprises and really took a step up last year, in particular Mr. Barbosa and Boris Diaw, and then you've added Jalen Rose. Tell me about those three acquisitions and what you think they're going to do in their roles this year.
Well, as far as Boris and LB, both guys got extensions this summer. We got their deals done. David Griffin did a fantastic job orchestrating those deals, and you know, we got them extended. Both great guys, only going to improve with time. Boris came in from a tough situation in Atlanta. He really expanded his game and is perfect for our style. Barbosa is just a kid that is extremely athletic, extremely fast, has continually gotten better, has kind of a funny-looking shot, but it goes in, so that's the main thing. And his speed really fits our style of play. So we're going to have those guys hopefully for a long time. And Jalen Rose was a player, obviously, that we had our eye on, and he's extremely has great experience. He's a veteran. He's scored the ball a lot in this league, and whenever you can add a player like that and make the numbers work, he's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. It's going to take him a little time in terms of fitting in the style of play and the chemistry, but being a veteran guy and being around and knowing how to play and having a good feel, I think he'll adapt very quickly.
So what do you, what has been the biggest challenge? I mean, you can lop it off into chemistry, you can lop it off into in terms of all the best teams are really having some problems right now finding that chemistry. But what is the biggest thing that you think you're lacking right now at this very early stage of the season?
I don't know if we're lacking anything other than obviously we're not shooting the basketball well. We have to obviously get better defensively and rebounding, which we always talk about, and trying to incorporate a lot of guys. But I think the biggest factor is trying to figure out exactly how to incorporate Amari and make it fair for the team and make it fair for him. You know, we want to play him as much as we can, but we have to monitor him as best we can as well. So there's a lot of kind of things on the outside, not only with the team, that we're chemistry-wise just trying to figure out with Marcus Banks and bringing in Jalen Rose and fitting in Jermaine Jones somehow and see if he's going to get some minutes and fitting in Amari Stoudemire and bringing Kurt Thomas back from the injury last year and a lot of things. I mean, so it's not a fine science. It's going to take time. But I think the teams that handle adversity well and handle these things professionally eventually will get on track, and I think we're one of those teams.
Well, tell us about the Amari situation, and Charles, we'll get to his quote in just a second, but basically, you know how he felt, that he didn't think that microfracturing is something that, with a young talent like that, that you can risk that and for even a year. And as it turned out, it put pressure on his other knee, and there are whispers that his lateral movement, as you and I have talked about, isn't yet there, but then again, he's still supremely talented as well. What about it? Let's first start with his attitude and with your strategy for this year compared to last year.
Well, I think we're in a totally different situation. Last year, he was totally in rehab mode and trying to figure it out. Now, he's still in rehab mode, but he can produce a little bit for us now, and I think his biggest thing has been his work ethic has been there. He's been a little frustrated at times because he doesn't have the quick explosiveness that he used to have, but bottom line is if you look at the history of this injury, he has a very sound, structural sound knee. His microfracture surgery knee is doing terrific. His other knee has given him a little bit of problems just from it being a little bit sore and stiff at times, but it's a process he has to work through. Our training staff here does a fantastic job with Aaron Nelson, our head trainer, and the whole staff here. So it's a process, but most of the history of these injuries, it takes a year and a half, sometimes 2 years. That's how difficult an injury it is. Him being young, strong, athletic, explosive, maybe it makes it even a little bit more difficult because of the explosiveness, but it's just the time factor. I think the frustration factor for the organization is we want him back as soon as we can. The frustration factor for him is he wants to get back as soon as he can, but you can't rush time and you can't rush healing, and that's going to take some time. We have to be patient. He has to be patient, but as long as the effort and the energy and the enthusiasm and all the directions point towards him being healthy down the road, that's the key.
Well, we're joined by Seth Joyner, who knows a lot about injuries. In fact, Seth, you and I talked about the frustrations when you felt like this is the NFL, this is the Philadelphia Eagles, but they didn't quite give you all the information about your injury. And as you listen to this story with a team that clearly cares about its players, clearly wants to have players that feel respected and in turn give back to the community, as you heard from one of the best young coaches in the NBA and Mike D'Antoni earlier. What do you think about the situation with Amari, and do you think the Suns are handling it right?
Well, I do think they're handling it right. I had some reservations about last year, him coming back at the end of the season. I've played with some guys, and I know plenty of guys who've had that microfracture surgery, and I've had, a lesser surgery on my knee. I understand the time frame in which, it takes to heal. I had a scope, and a scope, sometimes you can go in and clean it out and it's fine. Guys are right back at work, and other times if you have any kind of injury that needs to be repaired, sometimes it could take a whole year to heal up. Now granted, he's a younger player, but I just, what this guy means to the Suns organization, I think that they're doing the right thing now by just taking their time and allowing him to heal, let him come around slowly but surely. Hopefully by the midway point, he'll be 100%, because he means a lot to this organization, and they paid him a lot of money, right before he got injured as well. So when you factor in all of those things, it's my opinion that they're handling it, the best way that they possibly can.
Well, Seth, you and I talk about all the time how it seems in baseball and football, and indeed also in the NBA, that defense is important. Vinny Del Negro, before we let you go, my friend, tell us about what steps you've taken to build up that strength and making sure the teams can't penetrate the center of the circle and drive on the Suns the way they have sometimes in the last couple years.
No, we haven't done a very good job so far this year, to be honest with you. I think we have to definitely improve defensively and rebounding. That's been a kind of the model the last couple years. But if we can get Amari back, obviously he needs some big players in there. Kurt Thomas defensively, our numbers get better with him in there, so he's healthy. But it has to be a total team effort, a total team commitment to that area. We love to get out and run, but defensively and rebounding will be the key. If we can do those things a little bit better, I don't have any problem with us scoring the ball, especially with Steve Nash having such a great decision maker. Good things will happen when he has the ball.
Well, good things happen every time we have you on the show, and we'll check in with you in a couple of weeks, my friend, and see how things are going. But thanks again, and good luck.
No
we'll
problem.
Be right back. We'll be right back. Thanks, Vinny. We'll be right back on Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite Channel 122 and Head Games Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-503-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now. 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Not available in all states.
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can with the proven work-from-home system at homebiz47.com. That's homebiz, the number 47.com. Order your free work-at-home training package today. See how you could spend more time with your family and earn more income than you ever imagined.
Life is absolutely amazing now. I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income. My husband will be retiring out of corporate America in a few short months at the age of 36 and be coming home to work with me full-time. And our daughter will have both parents at home, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Order your free work-at-home training package and free DVD by logging on to homebiz47.com. Shipping is not included. Change your life. Log on to HomeBiz, the number 47.com. That's HomeBiz47.com.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio. We want to thank Vinny Del Negro from the Phoenix Suns. And it's interesting, Seth Joyner, that so many of the NBA teams that were at the top last year are starting off so slow. What do you think that's about?
Well, I mean, it's early season. You know, anytime, you know, early in the year, you're going to have some struggles. You got, you know, new coaches, new players on different teams. Even though they've gone through training camp, there's nothing quite like playing a game. And you just have to have time to work out that chemistry. And, you know, you got older players, you know, been around for a while that are trying to, you know, monitor themselves, knowing that they've got an 82-game schedule. There's a lot of things, you know, at hand early in the season. I really wouldn't read into too much of how teams are playing, you know, throughout the first week of the season, because that's going to change dramatically as the year continues to go along.
Well, we're joined by Randy Kovach from the Kansas City Star because, you know, every week, Seth Joyner, we've got to have ourselves a quarterback controversy, and last week and week before it was Dallas, and this week we've got, well, it may not be actually a controversy yet because it looks like Herman Edwards has sort of headed off the ravening media hordes about it, but Randy, tell us about Herman Edwards and his decision this week with regard to Damon Heward, who, as far as I know, he's thrown 11 touchdown passes, he's thrown one interception, he has a 105 quarterback rating. In his career, both with Miami and with the Chiefs, he is a cumulative 11-2. Why would you play anybody else?
Well, here's the thing. When Trent Green went out with his concussion, you know, that's kind of a mysterious injury, and you don't know if he was going to be out 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They had a bye, maybe 4 weeks, and because Damon was so unproven, I mean, there's no question. Once Trent comes back, he's your starter. Well, you know, and the Chiefs went 2-2 during the first 4 weeks that Damon was starting, and everybody, you know, figured, you know, he's holding the spot. Well, the last 3 weeks they've taken off. They've scored 30 points a game against three pretty good playoff caliber teams, San Diego and St. Louis and Seattle. And all of a sudden you're talking about a guy now, Trent, could be out 8, 9, 10 weeks. Now Herm's had to reevaluate it, and the chemistry of the team is good, and that's the key item. Do you take out the hot hand? So basically what he did yesterday, for the first time after the whole season saying the job is Trent's, now he's saying he's got to reevaluate it, because if all of a sudden Damon wins another game this week when Trent's cleared to return next week, and then he keeps Damon in, now he's looking like he was lying for 8 or 9 weeks. He really wasn't lying. That was the thought during those first, you know, 6, 7 weeks Trent was out, but, you know, things have changed.
Seth, what would you do in this circumstance? If you're playing on defense and you're seeing your guy not making mistakes and just getting better, more confident that a guy like Tony Gonzalez has sort of rejuvenated his career playing with much more leadership than he did last year, and the whole offense, the running game, particularly with Larry Johnson, is beginning to dominate again, even without Willie Roaf at left tackle, and even despite several injuries. What would you do in this situation?
Well, you know, Herm said yesterday that the quarterback position is a very unique position. And I would agree with that. And under normal circumstances, you know, I adhere to that thought process that you shouldn't lose your job because of an injury. But in the case of a quarterback, it's a little bit different, because, you know, when they're playing well, you know, all the credit goes to them. When they're not playing well, they get all the criticism. And one thing, you know, that you're always trying to do is you're always trying to get your offense in rhythm. You're always trying to get your offense moving in a positive direction. And they found that. You know, they struggled defensively. They're playing halfway decent defensively, but they're lighting it up offensively. And I just don't see any way that you break that rhythm right now and bring a quarterback back in who hasn't played in almost 6 weeks and throw him back into the mix and expect for that same rhythm to be there. I just don't see how you do that.
No, it would be 10 weeks by the time Trent's finally cleared and played. You know, and that's almost a full season. So I think what Herm has also done is he's given himself the wiggle room where we saw what Miami's defense is capable of. Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas and those guys. Let's say Damon goes down there and does stink it up in Miami. I mean, he's due for a subpar game. Now you can always go back to Trent when Oakland comes here and say, you know, hey, you know, that, you know, Damon did do his job, but I did say before Trent was my man. The other thing you've got to look at is the Chiefs have kind of a funny schedule coming up. Here Trent hadn't played for 10 weeks, and now they come home next Sunday to play Oakland, and then they play Thursday Thanksgiving against Denver. And, I mean, that's a lot to ask, isn't it, Seth, a guy who hadn't played for 10 weeks to come play 2 games in 5 days.
It's like I said, I agree. Because when you're in training camp, you're there to, in training camp to get your rhythm and your timing down with your wide receivers. It hasn't been there for 6 weeks so far. So after 10 weeks, you're going to just thrust them back in after your team is doing well. Like I said before, I don't believe that you should lose your job to injury. But in this case, it's a different situation. I think they have to ride Damon Hewitt until Damon Hewitt falters. And then it requires Herm to make that decision. And no matter what those circumstances are, I think they've just got to ride it. And you know what? You look around the league and you see it. You see it in Jacksonville. They've got to stay with Garrard. I don't care, you know, if Leftwich comes back and he's 100% healthy. If they're winning with him, why break the rhythm of what you have going on? Okay?
Absolutely.
Well, here's how I see it kind of playing out, too. I mean, they play in Miami, and win or lose, they come home. Let's say Trent's cleared now to play in the game. I think you still start Damon Heward against Oakland. And the way Oakland's been playing, and they never play well here. Well, I can't say never, but chances
almost
are
never.
They should have their way with them on that home game at Arrowhead against the Raiders. And then maybe in the second half, you do get Trent Green in to get him some live action in the second half. And then, you know, you keep Damon in for Denver on Thursday, and then after that, Trent maybe has played again, and then you hit December, and you hit the stretch. And see, that's the other thing. It's not like the Chiefs are, you know, 3-5 or something. They can't, in that AFC, they can't afford to give games away. But maybe you get to December, and you say, okay, we're in December, it's crunch time, we got to go back to Trent now. So I just think they got to get Trent in that Oakland game in a backup role.
Guys, let's talk a little bit, Seth, about Miami, too. I just want to, you know, it's interesting. We're talking about quarterbacks and chemistry itself, Seth and Randy Kovitz. Randy Kovitz from the Kansas City Star, who writes about the NFL. And here's Joey Harrington, who couldn't get anything right in Detroit, and yet suddenly he finds himself with the right system, with the right coach, and he's thrown, what, for 1,000 yards in a couple games, 6 touchdowns. He's playing with confidence. Their defense suddenly at Chicago. It's as if, as Chris Mortensen said, the biggest challenge for the writers and the people covering the NFL is to make sure they don't put their feet in their mouths. Every single week there's a surprise, and Chicago may have been the biggest surprise of all.
Well, the key in Chicago was taking nothing away from Joey, who did the job, but, I mean, their defense got, what, 6 turnovers, and, you know, obviously Jason Taylor scored a touchdown on one of them, and set up 4 other touchdowns by the Dolphins. So while Joey certainly did his job, that was really a defensive masterpiece.
Well, you know, sometimes a defense can make an offense look masterful, and an offense can make a defense look masterful. That's the whole concept of a team, is that, you know, at 1 week one unit is going to carry you, the next week the next unit is going to carry you, and every once in a while your special teams has got to step up and win some games for you. I wouldn't get overly excited about, you know, what I've seen out of Joey Harrington in Miami until I see the offense carry them to victory, opposed to their defense carrying them to victory, because there's going to be a game somewhere down the road where the defense is not going to be able to get it done. They're going to have an off day. They're not going to be able to create those turnovers and put the offense on a short field and give them instant scoring opportunities. But he's going to have to guide that football team down the field time after time, series after series in a game, and win for that football team. And when I see him do that on a consistent basis, then I'll have a different opinion of Joey Harrington.
Well, I'll shift to Chicago for a second, guys. How badly is Chicago hurt by this loss, starting with Seth?
I don't think they're hurt at all. You know, I believe that you're going to have situations with Rex Grossman as your quarterback. You know, he's a young quarterback. There's no way that you can possibly think that, you know, he's going to make it through the entire season and not have games like this. This is the reason why coaches don't like young quarterbacks, because they play exceptional 1 week, and then all of a sudden, you know, they look like they have no business playing at all. You know, the problem with Rex Grossman right now is he hasn't seen all the defenses. He hasn't seen all the blitzes. He hasn't seen all the disguises. He hasn't seen everything that there is to see. And until he sees everything that there is to see and the game slows down, you're going to have this roller coaster, this inconsistency, and the defense is going to have to carry him. And I don't know. You know, they might be the top seed in the NFC, but I don't think with his immaturity and his youth that he
can really carry this team on an offensive level where they need to go.
Well, let's shift to the subject of taking a hit, too, which is the rumor is now, and he's got to prove or disprove this very quickly, that if you hit Rex Grossman early and heavy and hard, he becomes a different quarterback. Have you seen that with Rex Grossman, Randy Kovacs?
Well, I mean, I think that's true of almost every quarterback. I mean, what's the old saying? You know, the best way to stop a quarterback is to put him on his back. I think you see Carson Palmer right now playing a little gun-shy. I just think you have to understand about Rex Grossman. Going into this year, he'd only played in like 8 NFL games because he kept having his, you know, the first year he was a rookie and he didn't come in until the lineup to the last 2 games. And then he got hurt the previous years in training camp and only played 3 games each season. So, you know, he's also a guy who's kind of had a history of injuries. And to
we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and shift to the New York, because Chicago's going to the Giants, and it's going to be an interesting test to see what kind of character the Chicago Bears have playing against the New York Giants in New York this weekend. And we'll be joined by Rich Cimini from the New York Daily News, along with Seth Joyner. We'll be right back with Randy Kovacs, Seth Joyner, and Rich Cimini on Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite and Sports Byline USA.
When other people say, sorry, sold out, Tickets Now says, where would you like to sit? You like to control your own destiny. You do what you want to do, and you go where you want to go. Why not sit where you want to sit? Tickets Now has the choice seats for every major sports, concert, and theater event in North America. From the 50-yard line to orchestra seats to courtside, Tickets Now has the seats you really want. With Tickets Now, buying tickets is easy. And each transaction is backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to TicketsNow.com today, where the words sold out are not a part of our vocabulary. TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com. TicketsNow.com. TicketsNow.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Keep the adventure in your travels, not your drinking water. Go ahead, take the road less traveled, because now you can have purified drinking water anytime, anywhere, just by packing a simple 8-ounce tool. SteriPen is compact, chemical-free, and kills over 99.99% of all unhealthy organisms in your drinking water within seconds. SteriPen is simple to use, so you can enjoy the journey and the drinking water. Available at REI stores everywhere, or go to REI.com. SteriPen, safe drinking water anywhere.
George Rosa III from the renowned Hallmark Institute of Photography.
If you are like many of our incoming students, you're wondering if now's the time to make an important change in your life. If you're serious about a career in which you can earn a living and be happy, and photography is your passion, our 10-month intensive program is your ticket to change. Don't wait any longer. Visit us at hallmark.edu. I'm George Rosa III, president of Hallmark Institute of Photography, where our mission is your success.
Hallmark Institute of Photography, 413-863-2478.
Hey, motorsports fans, it's Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined. Join Lugnut, Crash Gladys, Statman Carruthers, and myself each and every Saturday afternoon and Sunday nights on the Sports Byline USA Network. Saturday afternoons, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, and then Sunday nights for the granddaddy, 10 to midnight Eastern, all right here on the Sports Byline USA Network. Off-road, open wheel, NASCAR to drag racing, you get the real deal with the Speed Freaks on the Sports Byline USA Network.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a 7-game series once you get in that in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
Well, that was Dick Vermeil talking about ways to get it done. And I guess you could say, guys, Randy Kovitz and Seth Joyner, that Tyler Brayton had his own way of getting it done with Jeremy Stevens. I haven't seen it quite so blatant with the Raiders. They're usually just slightly more subtle, kneeing the guy in the groin. But can you remember in your time, Seth, anything like that happening?
No, I can't. And it's amazing that it happened and there was a further retaliation. It's just unbelievable. I can certainly understand his frustration playing on a team that awful, but my goodness, you know, when you lose it that bad, you know, and within a game on that stage, wow.
On Monday night, and Randy Kovitz, should he be suspended, and for how long?
I don't know if he should be suspended. He certainly should be fined. You know, the
you're
5,
so compassionate.
The $5,000 or $10,000 fine he probably definitely should get, but I don't know about a suspension. They're saying that not that you forgive the second guy, he's always the one caught, but we know Jeremy Stevens has a little bit of a reputation, and supposedly there was a lot of extracurricular activity going on before the knee.
You know, one of the things that really surprises me, and I think you're going to begin to see more of it, is with this high D television, you're going to be able to pick up, just like you could pick up that tar on Kenny Rogers' thumb, you're going to be able to pick up things going on, the so-called under-the-pile stuff. The behind-the-scenes stuff is going to be a little bit more difficult to hide. Seth, when you were playing, which was not that long ago, there were some things that were done to you by different teams. What was the most common thing that players would be able to get away with because the camera couldn't quite pick it up?
I don't know. I don't know so much as, you know, when you're under a pile, you know, there's a lot of things that go on. I think more than anything, it's just the trash talking is the biggest thing. And I think that, you know, going into this game, the Raiders know what Jeremy Stevens' reputation is. So, I mean, you have to monitor yourself, you know, accordingly. And I can certainly understand, you know, his reaction. But you really do. In my opinion, I think that the fine isn't severe enough. Because, I mean, you're not talking about just kicking a guy in the leg. Come on. You know, you're talking about kneeing a guy in the groin. You know, and I think that's pretty serious business. It was blatant. It was really obvious, you know, what he was trying to do. It was a malicious act, you know. And I just believe that not only should he be fined, but he should be suspended some games. And I'm really shocked that the NFL... You know, and I don't think that the whole Jeremy Stevens instigators, you know, whatever, I don't think that that's really should even play in, should even factor in, because that's just the nature of the game. Everybody talks junk.
Randy Kovitz, thanks for joining us. Before we let you go, tell us, as you look at Larry Johnson and this year with all of the different practices, you think? I mean, he has a 1,200 yards second half last year. What do you think he'll do this year?
Well, and the thing is, you know, he lost Willie Rofe, his left tackle that he ran behind so much, and he lost Tony Richardson, the great blocking fullback. So when you factor those two things in, really this has been a more impressive run right now than he had last year.
Well, thanks for joining us as always, and people that want to check out Randy Kovitz, check out the Kansas City Star, one of the best writers covering the NFL. Thank you, sir. Well, talking with Seth Joyner about the Chicago Bears, they're traveling to New York, and a guy that covers the Jets and covers the Giants, Rich Cimini for the New York News. Rich, how are you?
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Thanks for joining us, my friend. Well, you know, we're interested in what's being said about not only Michael Strahan's injury, but its impact on a team that I would think would be reeling after all of these prognosticators were saying the Chicago Bears, you know, almost like there was a dynasty in the offing after only 6-7 games. What's going on in New York?
Yeah, I think people were ready to anoint these Bears as the 85 Bears after 7 games, and... you know, they got away with a couple of games early in the year. I mean, they really should have lost to the Phoenix Cardinals. I mean, if it would have been any other team besides Arizona, you know, it would have been probably a loss. So I think eventually you knew it was going to catch up with them. They're a terrific defensive team, no question, but they have some shortcomings on offense. I think they're starting to come to the surface now. And I think this is going to be a fascinating game this week. The Giants are banged up on defense. They're going to be without 5 defensive starters, including Michael Strahan. The Giants have a terrific offense that's really hitting stride, and it should be a great matchup against the Bears' defense.
Seth, you talked about in a previous show the outstanding nature of Michael Strahan and Yumin Yura. Well, one of them's out, the other one's injured with a hip injury. What would that do if you're playing on a team with that kind of talent suddenly negated? How big of an impact is that?
Well, I mean, it's a huge impact, and I find it difficult to believe that they can overcome it. If they were playing against anybody else but the Chicago Bear offense, you know, obviously, you know, the Bears are going to have to come out and run the ball. You know, they're going to have to commit themselves to running the football to try to take some pressure off of their quarterback. But I think the Giants are going to have to blitz a little more in order to get pressure. Pressure is how you're going to beat Rex Grossman. But without both of their bookends, wow. You know, they've really got a task on hand, and I think that they're going to have to blitz a lot more, and now we're going to see whether Rex Grossman can pick that up and make some plays. I think that's going to be the big difference maker.
What about you? As you look at the matchups between these two teams, and sometimes it comes down to that more than the actual scheme, it's just the talent on talent. Rich Shimini, what do you think about this game and how it's going to play out on Sunday?
Well, I agree with exactly what Seth said with the Giant defense. I mean, they're going to be the matchup there definitely tilts towards the Bears. The Giants are going to be starting a rookie defensive end, Mathias Kiwanuka, their first-round pick, who does show a lot of promise, but he hasn't played much at all. And the other guy, who I don't even know his name, I know he's a practice squad player, is going to be starting at the other defensive end. So they're going to have to, like Seth said, blitz a lot more, and that'll be certainly a chess game to keep an eye on. But I'm really going to be fascinated to see the matchup with the Bears' front seven is very quick, and their defensive line with Tommy Harris is really energetic, and they put a lot of pressure on the passer. So I'm curious to see how Eli Manning really handles that, because he's done well this year. He's improved a lot with his accuracy, but this is a different breed of cat. He hasn't quite seen the defense like this, and it should be interesting.
I tend to agree, because I think there's two ways that you protect your quarterback. You protect your quarterback with great line play and their ability to with good schemes, and then I think you also protect your quarterback by running the ball very well. I think this is the biggest test that the New York Giants offense is going to face all season long this week, and I think we're going to learn a lot about where Eli Manning is and how he has progressed this game right here. Because I think that, you know, Chicago is going to gear up to stop Tiki Barber, and they're going to put the onus on Eli Manning to see whether he can actually win this game for them with his arm, whether he can get it done. And then he's going to see some blitzes. He's going to have to make some plays. And I still think, right along with the Baltimore Ravens, that this Chicago Bears defense has got to be probably the fastest or one of the best defenses in the game right now. And it's just going to be a great matchup to watch that offense play against this defense.
What about a Plexico Burress and just with his height? Do you see that he is providing some matchup problems for Chicago?
Well, there's tremendous matchup problems. Anytime you get a guy that, you know, 6'4", 6'5", that can run and catch the ball the way that he can, especially in blitz-type situations, you know, anytime you get bump coverage, you got man-to-man, of course, you know, you can throw it up and let him go up and get it. So he, you know, all their receivers, you know, really can pose some problems in that way. But the question is, when they decide to come, will they scheme it correctly, will they can get there, you know, and put pressure on and make him make a bad throw? It's just going to be a phenomenal game. I think, you know, it's one of those games you sit back and you say, when you talk about a great offensive and defensive battle, this is it in a nutshell right here.
Well, we got two more games I want to ask you about, with the Jets coming up and also with the Redskins in that ridiculous, crazy finish last week against Dallas coming into your old haunt in Philadelphia. Let's start with the Jets and Rich Shimini. And the word is Brian Schottenheimer says that maybe Chad Pennington is pressing a bit too much. He's thinking too much as well. How do you see that?
Well, that's something Brian did mention last week. Chad's coming off an awful game, arguably the worst game of his career against Cleveland 2 weeks ago. And I know he takes the losses really hard. And, of course, they had a bye week after that, so he's had to sit on this one for a couple of weeks. And basically what Brian Schottenheimer was saying was that Chad was doing too much with his eyes and looking the whole field and trying to influence defensive coverages by looking one way and going the other. And Brian basically wants him to just concentrate on his first couple of reads and forget about all the extra stuff and just kind of pare it down and simplify a little bit. So that should be a very fascinating thing to see how that comes out. And Pennington, and you can look this up, you can check the stat sheet, has never played two bad games in a row. I mean, if you look, you take the six or seven worst games of his career and look at it, he always comes back with a good game the next week, much like Tom Brady, who I suspect will have a very good game this week after Monday night's, or rather Sunday night's game. So
talk about somebody that seemed to be pressing on Monday night. You know, he could have taken some short passes, forcing the ball down the field, an uncharacteristic Tom Brady. And interesting, too, just to see the way that the Colts are finding ways to win. People say, yeah, they're not as strong, not as dominant a team as last year, but to me it's always about, are they finding ways to win? And I find them to be more creative, to be more strategically and tactically interesting this year. And I think for that reason, especially when you think about the way they finished last year, I think the Colts, I think, are a stronger bet this year.
Well, Nick, you know, it's interesting because, you know, it's still the regular season, you know. I think that the Indianapolis Colts offense is a world beater in the regular season, and against teams with inferior defenses that really don't belong in the playoffs, in the postseason. But when you get down to those last two or four, the semi game and then the conference championship game, they're going to have to face the number one or the number two defense in this conference as usual every single year. And what do you get? You get guys up on the line jamming Reggie Wayne, trying to slow down Marvin Harrison, jamming the tight end at the line of scrimmage, coming with some pressure, scheming correctly, putting some pressure on Peyton. And what do we get? The same, you know, it's the same thing year in and year out. And I'm not sold because their defense isn't playing as well as they played last year. You know, I'm just not sold. You know, they started off, I don't know how many in all again, you know, last year. Here they are on the same road all over again. But the truth of the matter is, during the regular season, there are not that many defenses in the NFL that's equipped personnel-wise or scheme-wise to try to play against this offense. But once they get to the AFC Championship game or that semifinal game, they're going to face that defense. And I'm afraid that we're going to get the same result all over again.
Well, what I didn't understand was New England trying to be too cute with all these mix-up misdirection plays. And when you got Lawrence Maroney and you got Corey Dillon, why don't you just run straight up the gut a few times? Because against what has proven to be a very weak run defense, they tried to be too complicated. What do you think about that, Rich?
Yeah, that was a great observation. And John Madden made that during the game. I mean, they're trying to run these, you know, misdirection screens and different things like that, when sometimes it's just staring you right in the face. You know, coaches sometimes get a little too cute. Just you know, smash it down their throat. When you got a backfield like that with those two guys and a very soft run defense, they were giving up over 5 yards.
That's what I would have done. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about our final matchup, the Redskins going to Philly, with our good friend, former Philadelphia Eagles star Seth Joyner and Rich Cimini from the New York Daily News. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline USA's network and Sirius Channel 122. Stay with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24/7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
Call 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639 for Golf Digest.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-981-7596. 800-981-7596. 800-981-7596.
Welcome back to our final segment with Rich Simini from the New York Daily News. My name is Nick Lowry. We're joined by All-Pro linebacker Seth Joyner and the Redskins in a crazy finish. Philadelphia had a crazy finish a couple weeks ago, losing on a 62-yard field goal. But that incident in the last 30 seconds of that game with Novak missing a 49-yarder and then Vander Jack getting yet another kick blocked. And just the whole series of decisions, I think it really wasn't a serious face mask to be 15 yards, but nonetheless, they get that last 47-yarder, and Novak somehow makes it, and suddenly the Redskins are coming into Philadelphia with a sense that maybe their season isn't over. How do you read this game, Seth Joyner?
Well, it should be an interesting game. I mean, the Redskins know that they need this game to get themselves back on track. It's another NFC, you know, East game, and it's really, really important for them. Philadelphia Eagles at the other end of the spectrum, a lot, you know, has been expected of them, 4-4, you know, at the halfway point. And really, I believe, you know, for their player, as far as their playoff lives are concerned, this is a must-win situation for them. And having the bye week off, I think Andy Reid has got some ridiculous, you know, record after his team comes out of the bye week where they almost never lose. And being in Philadelphia, being at home, being rested, I expect for them to really come out and dominate this football game.
With Simini, the Eagles took a full week off, which is unprecedented as well. I think I'm going with Seth on this, that the Redskins still have shown too much inconsistency. How do you see this game in the last 20 seconds?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of Clinton Portis. I think the Redskins will try to attack the Eagles' run defense, which has been very vulnerable this year. But like Seth said, this is, you know, they have to stand up at this point, the Eagles, because their season is on the line, and I suspect they'll answer the challenge this week.
Well, thanks for both of you for joining us. Rich Simini of the New York Daily News, Seth Joyner, off and on Jim Rome. You're on Jim Rome this week, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, look, stay tuned for Seth Joyner, one of the best contributors on Jim Rome. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Tomorrow's show, Len Dawson from Inside the NFL, Bobby Brister, a former teammate of Seth Joyner, and Rick Bucher is going to give us more from ESPN the magazine on this young NBA season. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Check out all of the headlines at headgamesradio.com. That's headgamesradio.com. We'll see you tomorrow.